Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hey, we haven't done this in a while because because BBS Radio was under a transition, to say the least.
Yeah, those guys, the two brothers, they literally got wiped out in Paradise, California by the campfire, lost everything. And if you can just imagine what that would be like, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. And yet they were up and running in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So this is our first episode back.
With them. It's Sunday.
We've been doing our own little shtick.
Yeah.
But now we're back up. And Julie, do you feel sad that this is our last show?
Of the new year.
Of the old year.
Of the old year. Yeah, I do feel sad.
Yeah.
I feel sad. Well, you know what? I also feel grateful because we have been. So this is our year in review show.
Is it?
Yes, that's what we're calling it, a year in review. And what we're going to do also is kind of go a little deep, maybe get a little reflective.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we feel good things are coming in 2019. You were relaying to me an astrology reading you had 20-some plus years ago.
Probably over 30 years ago.
And what you do remember, and so far everything's been kind of true.
Yeah, it was probably 30 years ago.
Yeah, and what you do remember is that it has been everything, you know, it said you're going to have some difficult times.
You'll be having some legal issues.
Yes.
And which we had like for probably 20 years.
Off and on. Weird stuff.
Weird.
And then he said, but 2019 and on looks really good.
And I said, 2019, am I still here? She said, I don't know.
But then the soul's eternal.
But then it looks pretty good.
It's pretty good. So we're holding on to that. And, you know, you've always told me if you have a psychic or somebody that isn't giving you the good news, find a different psychic. Because the truth is, in the course of a lifetime, you can pick out the bad things and the good things.
Right.
And people talk about, I remember this one preacher man, Andrew Womack. Mm-hmm. He always used to say this. The Bible means the good news.
Yeah.
It's the good news.
Right.
If you've got a preacher that's only telling you the bad news.
Brimstone and hellfire.
Yeah, go find a different preacher.
Yeah.
It's the good news.
Yeah.
And you're going, and I mean, before Andrew, you used to tell me all the time, if you've got a psychic that's telling you,
I did.
Be afraid around every corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or you have a curse on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Find a different psychic.
Right.
Because what we do know is that what you focus on expands. Hence, one thing that happened at near the end of 2018 for me was the introduction of ghost adventurers into my life.
Mm.
Now, that was done by mother.
Your mother?
Yes, my mother.
Me?
So
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
I was a fan of ghost hunters on sci-fi.
Yes.
Because these guys seemed, their motto was to help people, and nothing, they would not be afraid of anything.
Nothing.
Nothing would have, you know, and if anybody showed fear on their team,
they would walk out the door.
They'd have a little talking to saying, hey, we run towards ghosts.
Right.
Not away.
That's right.
We run towards sound, not away. We're like firemen in that sense. They run into burning buildings, not away from them. But if you go to Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures with Zach Baggins.
Yes. Baggins. Bilbo Baggins.
My precious.
And I literally saw one of his investigators.
Reliable investigators. Now, what's the word he uses?
We've spent years building our
reputations.
And
yes.
I'm like, all right, dude. But here's the scene. I'm watching, and he's being one of the secondary characters. You know, he's still
Aaron.
He must be known as a scaredy cat. So they give him the worst, you know, scariest assignments.
Yeah.
And they make sure that everybody knows, like, spirits and demons feed off of fear. I'm like, what? Have you guys watched Ghost Hunters? Was that part of your training? Because those guys do not go like that.
Yeah,
they don't work in fear.
They don't have any of that.
You know, I actually had the one guy who was bald, he always said, hey, if there's a kid here, you know what? I got kids at home. He can come hop on our car.
Yeah.
Come with us.
Yes.
You know, he just he's lost. He's lonely, you know? Come with it. We got family. You can hang out.
Yeah.
Like, no fear.
Yeah.
No fear. This guy literally is holding onto the steering wheel for Dear Life, mm-hmm. as his other, as Zach is prying his fingers off, saying, no, this is your job. You've got to spend at least an hour here in the dark, mm-hmm. you know, alone. He goes, I don't want to. I'm too frightened. We don't care. And he's literally
prying his fingers off the steering wheel.
Now, it's laughable and it's funny. And I guess this is kind of what he signs up for. In any other job, mm-hmm. OSHA would rush in and saying, this is illegal. You cannot forcibly make someone do this.
Excuse me.
But maybe right. because he gets a 1099 at the end of the year. So he's not actually getting a W-2 at the end of 1099. So this guy has some leeway to force.
What I love about the Ghost Adventures guys, though, I mean, in their pursuit of the Ghost Adventures, they have all these interesting, like, machines. They have the Ovulus and the other thing. And but here's the thing. They walk into a room, and if any of them get goosebumps, that's a sure sign that there's energy there.
Yeah, I mean, energy.
You know, like, oh, there's a demon here, or there's a spirit here, because look, I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, man, I feel, you know what, I kind of feel a heaviness in my shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a spirit here.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're kind of getting like some raised hives here. You know?
Like, oh, something's going down here.
Yeah, so it's almost like, if you have any kind of physical symptom, you know, God forbid, there's a spirit there. So by any stretch of the imagination, you know, yesterday, you know, I kind of didn't feel good in my stomach. And so that would have been like sure signs that,
hey,
oh, yeah, the spirits are here.
The spirits are here. Something's going down. Really? Like, so
I saw an old one. I saw an old one, one of their first ones.
Yeah.
And honestly, they're totally different now. They take themselves way seriously. In the first one, it was more comedic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were more comedians.
Well, what we
that
heard
did
about
ghostbusting
is that they I guess this is airing January 1st.
Yeah.
Or
Hell House.
Now
hell is real.
Here's the
view
deal.
Only if you dare.
Right. This is a house in Gary, Indiana. Now I remember driving one night.
Yeah.
Driving through Indiana, listening to WGN radio,
right.
and a little blurb talking about Hell House on the news, saying like
you were right there,
and it was literally 20 seconds long, talking about the sheriff has been investigating, they don't know what's going on there, but very unusual things are happening, and that was it, and I was like, what did I just hear?
Yeah,
and so I would listen to the news again the next hour, nothing else
about it,
and I don't know if they were being flooded, like, what did we just hear? What did we just hear?
Yeah,
And so that was a very, and so to think that he bought this house mm-hmm. several, 4 years ago,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
And
he is now he is taking his craft seriously. He has a museum now in Nevada. He buys houses and other articles that are considered.
Well, and here's the deal. He bought this house for $35,000.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of Hollywood elites were into it. I'm like, really? So it got auctioned off for $35,000. Yeah. What Hollywood elites? You couldn't chip
the
in
Rock,
five for 40.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
They all want the story for movie ideas, right? And so he got it for $35,000. And my feeling was, after doing his investigation, he wanted to flip it, but he realized he wasn't going to make any money because I'm a bad
So he disassembled it and is putting it in near his museum.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I thought he just destroyed it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Disassemble.
By the way, I got on my flatbed trailer and I drove that thing all the way to his museum in Nevada, and we had a big sign, Hell House, and people were like following me. It was a big old party. Woohoo!
Zach, and Zach has to wear this great big like respirator thing because he has allergies, which is like tough to do when you're investigating like old, you know, pump houses and basements.
Well, it's interesting because, like, the older I get, the less I like. Okay, I think I look fine. Okay, but the older I get, and the more I watch the Kardashians who don't age, I feel.
Oh, they do it just opposite.
Yeah, I feel. I would think, like, in a normal world, you look good, you look appropriate, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But in this world, mm-hmm, all I see is, you know, oh, I'm getting wrinkles here, getting wrinkles there. Mm-hmm. And if I was someone who's on TV, I would have an outfit too. Like Zach, he mm-hmm wears these big, huge black glasses,
right,
like Marco Grouch glasses.
Yeah.
And he wears
Marco Grouch?
Is that his name?
You mean Groucho Marx? Excuse me, my poor dyslexic daughter. Yeah,
that's the one. And then
our Marco Grach, the famous Italian explorer.
Exactly. And then
Marco,
he's always wearing Groucho. A hat.
Yeah.
He's always wearing a hat.
And it's one of those, like, it's really like a hip-hopper hat.
Yeah.
Because it has a square bill.
Half the time, he's wearing a mask.
So literally, a respirator mask.
A respirator mask. And not just one of those.
No, not a cold air mask.
No, this is a huge, real, full-blown.
Right.
Probably pay about $65 for it.
Oh, easy.
And doesn't provide any of his teammates, by the way.
No.
Because he's special.
He's special.
You know. Yeah. The demons work with him through different ways. But so I'm like, I sometimes think it'd be nice to have like some kind of outfit like that. Because first of all, I don't know how old he is.
Yeah.
He's wearing big glasses, a hat, and he's totally covered.
Yeah. And that's his outfit.
Yeah.
See, this is what we need.
An outfit.
With Life with the Girlfriends, we just need the shirt that just say, I see jokes, people.
Yeah.
Then it's like, boom.
Yeah, this is who we are.
You just know who you are, and then that's, and you walk into that element, that energy, and boom.
Yeah.
Now, I would not be afraid to explore something.
Okay.
But if I was, here's the thing.
What are you exploring?
I mean, ghosts.
Oh, okay.
But because here's the thing. Like when you said that on Ghostbusters or Ghost Hunters, on the Sci-Fi Channel, which they no longer are on.
No, they were on for they had a good run, at least a 10-year run.
But you were right though. He did invite the little boy to hop on and go back home with him if he needed something. But see, what I have since come to understand, if you're dealing with true energies, demonic energies, they are literally shapeshifters.
Right.
And a lot of times they come on, firstly, as something innocent, not fearful, usually female, but a boy child, you know? I mean, so in a way, I'd be very serious, not to say, oh, little boy, you know, ghost, you can welcome into my house with my family.
I wouldn't do that now. If the soul is eternal, I don't think any part of his soul is meant to stay too long in this realm.
Yeah.
If he's not being able to move on. But we don't know what his life is like either on the other side. I mean, because one thing I learned from Ghost Hunters is that there's just residual energy.
Right.
It's
like a bifurcation.
Yes.
And that's the same thing with poltergeist energy.
Yeah.
So you can have poltergeist energy and not have any spirits.
Right.
It's just crazy energy.
I was watching this. Well, and okay, remember that one guy? He was college students. I don't know what they were called.
Yeah. Oh,
what was that
called?
That was on A&E.
Spirit. I used to love that guy.
There, I don't know what their name is, but it was a group of college kids.
Yeah, you could probably find out.
And it was the supernatural community of Penn State.
Penn State.
And the head of that guy as an adult has kind of gotten into some hot, you know, some
hot water
here and there.
Yeah.
But I remember he got, okay, so we know all the movies on The Conjurer, right? You know, we know the movies The Conjurer.
Yeah.
And
was it with the woman?
What's her name? Eileen?
No. No. She always has the bow in her hair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the woman that actually the movies are based on, isn't Eileen?
No, and it's not Helen either.
No, I'm going to look that one up because that needs to be looked at.
Helen. No.
But, so anyway, she actually is a real person.
Yeah, and she and her husband are truly ghost hunters, or busters.
Not even ghosts, they're more
malevolent spirits.
Yeah.
They work with. Are you getting they're the, what is their names, Julie? Shall I ask Alexa? But she knows very little. I asked her. You know what I asked her this morning at 4 o'clock? Who is Bobby?
Warren.
But the husband.
Ed.
Ed. Yeah.
Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Warren. Yeah.
Okay.
But I asked Alexa. Alexa, who is Bobby Flay dating? And she said, Bobby Flay is dating Stephanie March. And I went, liar.
This might answer your question. Okay. Bobby Flay is not currently married. He has been married 3 times to Deborah Poncek from 1991 to 1993, Kate Connolly, and Stephanie March from 2005 to 2015. Did that answer your question?
Well, yeah, but I wanted to know who she was dating, who he was dating now.
Alexa, is Bobby Flay dating someone now?
Bobby Flay is dating Canadian actress Helene York.
Yes.
The two have been dating since February 2016.
Okay.
Alexa, end. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
He is never single very long.
No, and
I saw the Bobby, I saw the Beat Bobby, you know, Beat Bobby Flay, yeah, or whatever, the one where she, Helene York, was on as a guest judge.
Yeah, so would you, you know, another addition to the end of our 2018 is Alexa into our life.
Yes.
Have you think it's been beneficial to you?
You know what, the answer is still out in the other.
Yeah.
Because she has helped in some things.
Right.
And some things she knows nothing about. I really don't know about that. Or, I'm not sure.
Right.
But she can know the weather. She knows a joke.
Yeah.
She can tell you.
And Jimmy Fallon tells a joke.
Like, I asked her, Alexa, what restaurants are open in Dixon on Christmas Day? And she said Arthur's Garden. And I'm sorry.
That was not it.
She was wrong, baby.
And when you said that.
Did she light up?
Yeah, she did.
Here are a few top-rated restaurants in Dixon that are open Wednesday, December 25th.
Alexa, stop! Alexa, stop! Thank you.
Sorry.
Now we have to be very, very careful because she's always listening.
She is.
And that's the other thing. So, but anyway, going back to the ghost stuff and The Conjuring.
Yes.
So we have Ed and Lorraine Warren, who all those Conjuring movies are kind of based on.
Yes.
And This university group of paranormal students.
Paranormal State.
Yeah,
that's the name of it. That's the name of it.
You know, they got her to come on. They were like friends.
Yes.
And Lorraine would go on. Yeah. And
she'd go. And they were she'd finally, come in and she'd go, like, within 5 seconds of entering the host. Oh, yeah.
They're there. Something.
There's
oh,
something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she just didn't go, thank you.
And then
and that
then,
was it for her.
And the head guy would sometimes act really afraid and get all emotional. And she's like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
You stand up to this spirit.
Yeah.
You stand up to this demon. This cannot touch you.
Right.
You take authority over it.
Right.
He's like, oh, you're right, Lorraine. I'm so sorry. You're right. You're right. And she's a cute older woman.
Yes.
But she has the look that you always hate.
Yes.
Which is the baby doll look at 80, you know? And you're just like,
I have this fear.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was a kid in the 70s, you know, and it was like great to have, but what's wrong with that?
You were not a kid in the 70s.
I was youngish.
Yes, you were youngish. Yes.
But, you know, it was great to have bows in your hair
exactly.
You know, and have a little flip.
Yeah.
And then I once remember seeing a checker who was probably in her 60s, and she had a big bow in her hair, and she had a tease and a flip, and it was like, I called it the baby doll look.
You know?
It was, oh, there was a movie. It was Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah.
And it was, Baby Jane was a child actress, but she grew old, but she still dressed
like
little Baby Jane.
Yeah, you don't want
that.
And
it was scary. Yeah. And that always scares me now.
Yeah.
I try to look old.
Right. And you look age appropriate. No, you don't try to look old. You just try and look normal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm an adult woman.
Yeah.
And the other day you went to the dentist and you had your, for lack of a better word, professor look on.
Yes.
You had different glasses that were like, hey, I am wearing glasses, and they're serious glasses.
Right.
You had your hair done in a way that was more professional than fun.
Yes.
You know, and they all treated you with such respect and reverence.
Yes.
Like, oh, hello, Christine.
Yeah, because if I wear my hair up in a ponytail and just my, like, little reading glasses, no.
They don't give you the same respect.
But I go in looking like Professor
And
Peters.
They're like, oh, your teeth look so great, and we know you've invested a lot of money on these teeth, so you want to keep it up.
Yes.
And, you know, use this kind of floss.
Yeah.
For me, they're just like, yeah, do your best. I'm like, all right, I'll do my best. With my mom, you're like, hey, here's a brand of special floss I want, because you want to keep that investment going good, girlfriend. I'm like, I got good teeth too, people. Give me a break. So
you're talking about Lorraine Warren, though.
And Lorraine Warren. We have these three different shows, and now they've got other shows. I still prefer the Ghost Hunters more than, because I think they do have, I think that they have real evidence, and I like their evidence, and I like, but what you realize is that they record so much, and we get 2 minutes of something.
If we're not lucky. Even.
Yeah, a blur.
You might get a noise.
A noise, like, what was that?
We could have been a footstep.
Yeah. But
because noises are funny because really, literally anybody can make it.
Well, because we've heard. So here are a couple things that I've had experience.
I was up this morning at 5 and it was kind of scary because my whole house was sleeping and I heard the dishwasher go on.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, settle down, Chris. You do not need to get scared.
And like, if it is a ghost, thank you.
Yeah.
Please.
It's a cleaning ghost.
It was thank Gladys. You, God. She passed on, but she's still fulfilling her role as Alice. You know, with the Alice from the Brady Bunch. What's her name?
Oh, Alice. Yeah.
I thought her name was Gladys, but it's Alice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it was debunked.
Yeah.
Because
debunked.
Elliot had thrown up again.
Yeah.
And so if he throws up, he can't sleep until I pick it up.
Yeah.
So he wakes me up.
He's just one of those cleanliness dogs.
And I go get, take care of him. And I notice the dishwasher's flashing, which means, hey, I'm sorry. We weren't able to fulfill the role of, finishing the cycle. Hit the button again. I don't know why it does this. So if I hit it again, it'll finish the cycle. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it could be just it gets stuck sometimes or who knows. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. Debunked. But we were doing a class several years ago on a meditation class on probably mother-daughter stuff or abundance, something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm in the office, you're in your bedroom. Because we can't be in the same room while we do it or we get confused.
Right.
Because there's a delay.
Sound delay. So we're at the opposite ends of the home.
And so I'm centering myself. And then I hear what I assume is you singing.
Mm-hmm.
Not
a very
words,
angelic.
Angelic. Literally angelic. Mm-hmm. Ah, I'm like this
choir.
Is so awesome.
Yeah.
My mom is singing and I'm feeling warm and fuzzy. And
yeah.
And then we did our class and everybody was happy. And I come in, I go, it was so nice to hear you sing. She's like, well, I got the medallia. I go, what's that? Your father was laying right next to me. And we heard the room filled with his music. And it was singing. And it was coming out of Charlie's mouth. Which is Charlie Reyes, our old dog who passed away.
Yeah.
Border Collie. Dog
we
of
looked
lifetime.
Down. He was on the floor just sitting. And he had his mouth open. And it was coming out of
and
him.
Appeared.
And he looked like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
We've got voices. We have singing, angelic singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Yes. That was an interesting. Yeah.
Now, we did not, I don't know what this is about, but in your mind, I guess a sane person would think, well, we got to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
But in some ways, I'm like, what am I going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
I go, there could be.
We just went like, awesome.
Awesome. Moving on.
Yeah.
Because here are our options. There's literally somebody moved in without us knowing and is choosing to sing.
Into Elliot. Yeah. No, it's into Charlie Ray.
Well, or is like more like the Dunham dude, the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
He can move his voice.
Yeah.
Or you're lying to me.
Right.
Or. The room filled with this angelic noise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm cool with it all.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day, we were all here as a family talking.
Mm-hmm.
And time stood still and moved fast.
Right.
We talked what only seemed for 20 minutes and
it was
hours.
Like 3 hours. Yeah.
It was, like, it's 1 o'clock.
That was crazy.
Because I said, I got to get ready to go see Doug. And you're like, oh, really?
You don't have to go till 3.
Yeah. Like, I go, well, that's like in 40 minutes.
That was
like,
crazy.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And then I'm talking to you guys, and then all of a sudden I hear a scream, a woman screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what was that?
Because we're all here.
We're all here. Who's screaming in the house?
Yeah.
And Dad's like, I heard that, and you did not hear it.
No.
And I'm surprised Dad heard it because he can't hear anything anymore at those high levels.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, it's only a few things. And I go, here's the deal. These things happen and then they don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened daily, you'd have to address it.
Right.
But because they pop in out of your life, I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Mm-mm.
It could be that the realms are bleeding or we're popping in and out of universes or what dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Or because we've been doing a lot more meditations lately, we are being just like Stir of Echoes, the movie with
Because
Bacon,
of, yeah,
Kevin Bacon. So he was hypnotized to be open, and then started seeing stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you got to be really grounded,
yes,
to be able to traverse these other
and
dimensions.
I think you and I are pretty grounded.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Yeah.
I guess we can always be more grounded. But I woke up in the middle of the night watching Doctor Who, and on there it was an episode about the Doctor. Wondering, do we all have the same dream, which is we wake up in the middle of the night and we think we're not alone even though we quote unquote are alone. Mm-hmm. We put our foot on the side of the bed and someone grabs our feet. Mm-hmm. And then it stops. Ooh. Yeah. And I thought that was very interesting because for the last several weeks, I have been feeling like something has been grabbing my ankles to mm-hmm. the point where mm-hmm. I will think that I have my feet crossed.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I'll move my feet. I'm like, oh, my feet are not crossed. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird because I feel pressure on the back of my ankles.
Wow.
And so I'll go down there like, is anybody grabbing my ankles? Hello. And so that was just interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I going to do about it? As far as I know, mm-hmm. no one has died from the ankle grabbing ghost. I'd rather him being an ankle grabber than something else kind of grabber.
He's just giving you a reach around.
Yeah, on my ankles. That's not where my sensation lies, but hey, you know.
If you can, he's probably
massage my crabs. Massage my cramp. No, my calves. That's it. Massage my calves.
Grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa. Exactly.
Well, you mentioned to me, we did 3 movies this year.
Yes, that was and you mentioned, 2018, end of the year, kind of good
yeah,
thing.
Well, we had at the beginning of last year, we had said we'd like to do 2 movies.
Yes.
And we did 3. We did 2 that were on the
40-hour
film festival.
Film festival.
And then 1 for a Christmas movie, which I think you can see all of them at our YouTube channel, which is
Miss Chris Hugo.
MissChrisUgo.
Now listen, there's a wide variety of stuff there.
Yeah.
Because we put up stuff that's for our family that they can you guys can come go see. And then there's stuff for our businesses.
Yeah, just go see the movies, guys.
Yeah. So the movies are, the first movie was Broken Hoes.
Broken Hoe Boogie.
The Broken Hoe Boogie.
Yeah. That was our first movie.
And if you YouTube the Broken Hoe Boogie, it'll come up.
Yeah. And our second movie that we did, that was in July.
Yes, and we saw that previewed at a theater.
Yes.
And people laughed.
That was
and
so
like, yay,
awesome.
That was great. That was such fun.
We actually, to see your movie in a movie theater
with
on the
screen.
With
people watching.
With an audience, and they laughing at it.
And I recorded that.
At the appropriate times.
Yeah, at the appropriate times. I mean, I'm in the back laughing, too. Like, this is the part where you're supposed to laugh, people.
Helping it along.
If I had a sign saying clap, I would have said clap.
Yeah.
But, and then the other movie is.
Was in made in November called Zitz, Z-I-T-Z, a zombie dramedy.
A zombie dramedy.
Yeah.
And then you can go a zombie dramedy with credits, too.
Oh, can you? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a better one.
That better one.
Yeah, and do that one, a zombie dramedy with
and
credits.
And so, you know, we have this.
Is that on YouTube? Yeah. That's not on our YouTube channel, though, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not on Greg's.
And then, I don't know, but and then finally, Who Stole the Grinch, Who Stole Christmas?
Yeah. Now, there's a boatload of those Grinch movies.
Yeah. But if you go under Miss Chris, you go, you can see it there. Or The Grinch, Who Stole Christmas. And, you know,
Who Stole the Grinch, Who Stole Christmas.
So that's
And you can see, basically, if you saw 3 of them, they're only like 7 minutes long. Well, the first 2. The last one is like about 15, I think.
Right.
But if you look at them, you'll see our progression.
Yeah. You know, you look at this.
Although we did a movie last Christmas.
Yeah, we did.
Which was called
A Christmas Mystery.
Where are Lillian and Pippa?
A
Christmas Mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, too. And so you can see our progression. But you also can see us being, because they say never put online what your brand is, you know? And I thought, because I've done my master's program in stress and weight loss, you know, and we teach a lot of meditation classes and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's funny to have this other part of us with Life with the Girlfriends as well as just our less serious side.
I know. It's so funny because, you talk about the brand. It is.
But it's not.
It's like, you know, and if you're watching Chopped.
Yeah.
And though they have the best cook on Chopped, and they'll give the judges a plate, and they'll go, each of these things are awesome. But as a whole, I don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And that's kind of how I feel about, here we are, Life with the Girlfriends.
Yes.
Which is like, I think it's our brand. I see jokes, people.
Yeah.
And I love this time together.
Yes.
And I would do this every day if
I
could.
Yeah.
But the reality is I have to monetize it somehow. And that's the part that has overall escaped me.
Right. Because we've monetized our life through our truck and our trucks And our, we don't monetize this. And we've asked for the more responsibility, because to do it, we have to be more responsible. And to not just us, to people out there who like really enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love doing it. And the one thing that I've learned is the people that really love our show. And that's been kind of fun,
yeah,
too. Because we
that makes me happy.
It does.
When you hear just someone from who knows where,
yeah,
come and say, you know what?
You're funny.
You guys are good.
And you're
so funny.
Sound like we feel like part of your family.
You guys are crazy, but I feel part of your family.
And that's what I want.
That's what we hear more than ever.
I want people to feel part of our family.
Yeah.
Which is fun, crazy, and serious. And mm-hmm. guess what? Mm-hmm. Like we, like with my program, it's all about stress reduction.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that we do with Life with Girlfriends
is a huge stress reducer.
It makes my life sweet.
And I would love it to be for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Because I get sweetness from these things rather than,
yeah,
you know, the sugar that I used to get sweetness from.
Right.
And so it might feel a little disconjointed, but in the truth
of
it is,
it really is it all makes, parts of
yes.
us. It's all part of our psyche. Like Julie is that. Julie is a girl that drives an 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
And Julie is the girl that got her master's degree in education and instructional design.
Right.
Excuse me.
So those two things might not sound like the same person.
Yeah.
But then you go, oh, but her dad was a trucker.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, whatever you slide into.
Right. And I'm, you know, I'm a psychotherapist.
Yes.
And I used to, you know, teach, and you are a coach and I'm a coach.
Yes.
We've authored The Clutterfly Effect, which was an Amazon number one seller. Now we're working on The 10 Truths That Transform.
Yes.
And that'll be out in a month or so.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, we're all of the above. And you know what? I don't want to choose.
No, exactly.
I don't want to have to choose.
Exactly.
Like everybody goes, well, what's your brand? Like, what's your brand?
Why do I have to be so brand-centric? Wow, can I not, you know, through growing up with you as my mother and being mm-hmm. part of this quote unquote new age community,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're like, you just have to be, you know, don't be labeled.
Yeah.
Don't label me with my brand. So instead of being labeled, we're now branded.
Mm-hmm.
Now screw you guys up.
That hurts.
It does.
When you get, especially if you're cattle.
Yeah.
Or chattel.
Exactly. That's what you feel like sometimes.
Yeah. So I asked Alexa, I said, Alexa, what, tell me some of the Clorox brands. And she was like, she had.
I don't know that. Thank
God.
No, but she did know that.
Yeah.
And but one
Can
of them
call
was
her Becky from now on.
Yeah. She but one of the ones she goes is, and one of their brands is 409.
Yeah.
I went 409. Oh, you mean 409? Oh, got it.
See,
she's not perfect.
No, she's far from it.
Yeah.
She's sweet.
She'll admit it though.
She can call me.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. And also, I asked her one time. Can we chat? I kind of feel a little lonely. And then she said, you can chat with an AI bot.
Yes.
And I
and
said,
the top three.
But yeah, and here's the top three winners. Which one would you like? Well, do not choose number three. I can tell you that. No, number two is worse. Number three is okay, but
no,
number one is.
I thought three was the worst. Two was good, and
yeah,
one was fine.
One was fine, yeah.
But two you like, because number two had a little more personality.
A little more personality.
A little funnier.
Yeah. Exactly.
Three was just a drag.
Yeah.
Just not enough personality.
Yeah.
And basically, they tell you Wikipedia stuff.
Yeah, she did. Well, I had this dream about. I had this dream and I woke up and I wanted it, I needed it to be, you know, revealed to me. And I was in the ocean and there were just these big jagged rocks sticking out of the ocean. But I kept going, if I can just swim to a rock, I can hold on to that. But when I got there, it was just filled with just slime. And then I saw a humpback, no, it wasn't a humpback whale. I called it a sperm whale.
Right.
And it came and it just landed on this sharp rocks and ejaculated all this sperm on there.
Right.
And no matter where I went in terms of these jagged rocks, it was just filled with sperm.
Yes.
And I asked Alexa, what is the meaning of a sperm whale? Or tell
right.
me about that. And all she did was give me
the non-sperm whale is usually defined as a
large,
snouted whale.
Okay.
Okay.
Valued
for its oil and spermaceti.
See, that's it.
Spermaceti. Yeah.
That's why it's called sperm whale.
Yeah.
Spermaceti.
So I had just, in my dream, I had just you know,
right,
transpose that or whatever. But what she did when I woke up in the morning, what she did was she played whale sounds.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
It was weird.
That was bizarre.
I go, Alexa, help me with this dream. It was kind of scary. And she goes,
yeah. Yes. She said, what, you asked it, like, what does it mean when I dream about whales?
Yeah.
And so she just had whale music
just
going.
Just whale sounds.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't know about that. That just seems a little too freaky for me.
I think that if for people who are just listening and are just kind of like armchair psychologists,
yes,
they may have their own opinions on that dream.
Yes. to have these big fish, mammals. They're not fish. Getting these big, she said square-nosed mammals.
Yeah.
Jump over these big rocks.
Yeah.
And then just sperm everywhere. Just ejaculate sperm everywhere.
Just because I couldn't hold on to anything. And then the rocks are
nothing, but it just says lube. It's nothing more than lube. Because it's so slippery.
Yeah.
You can't even hold on.
I can't even hold on.
They don't do anything. It's not procreate. It's fertilizing
nothing.
Anything.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
It's making the rocks slippery.
So that I can't hold on to anything.
So you're just swimming around in your subconscious.
Yeah.
With nothing to hold on
to. Nothing to hold on to.
Because the seeds that fertilize things
are
so, you have such a massive amount of seed in your brain.
Yeah.
That you can't hold on to anything. Nothing lands.
Nothing.
It's too much.
Too much.
You got too much.
Too much sperm. Too much seed.
Too much seed. It makes everything so slippery. You can't hold on to anything. So you're just swimming in your subconscious. I'm just swimming in my subconscious. Sad. I can't even, you know. You have no eggs to fertilize.
No wonder I'm sad.
Exactly. One of the things I was... there and I was driving and I went to a bathroom at a workplace, you know, and grateful that there was a female bathroom there, because sometimes they don't have female bathrooms. You have to go use the outhouse. I'm like, I will.
The girls
I will have to go to the outhouse. They don't have a bathroom for drivers.
Uh-huh.
So you have to just use the outhouse or like a porta potty for drivers. Okay. There is nothing worse than a porta potty where the only people that use it is the drivers, because I'm telling you right there, no one in that company cares about that porta potty.
Nobody cares.
And so you're like, I refuse to go in that porta potty. Just refuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll figure something out. But I'm in there, and it's for work sites, and I'm going to the bathroom, and then there's a big sign. It says,
is it on the inside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you what not to flush. I'm like,
Are they lit up? Do they have lights in them? You're talking about Porta Johns, right?
No, this is a real bathroom.
Oh, a real bathroom. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
This one. No, Porta Johns aren't usually lit up.
Even at nighttime?
Right. I mean, but they usually have holes in the side, like for vent. So usually they're not put in dark. So you're like an outside light and it shines through.
Mm.
But no, they don't usually have lights.
Now that would be, you wanted to have a story for a horror movie next year?
Yes. That's a good
sign. I'm seeing that, girlfriend.
Yeah. So,
and it's not impossible for us to find a porta potty or a porta john.
No,
could probably.
I know people who, that's their job.
Yeah.
You know?
We know people who own porta
johns. Porta King. Yeah. King Porta. That's his name.
Yeah.
No, King Porta John.
Porta John. King Porta John.
Something
We know him.
Yeah, we know that guy.
Okay. He's in our next movie.
Dang straight.
Think he'll be in
there? So anyway, the sign in the bathroom wall said, we strive for our employees to have zero
accidents.
Recordable accidents.
Ah, that's so funny.
And I read that like once. I'm like, well, that's nice. And I read it again. I go, there's just something wrong with that. I'm like, what am I missing? What am I missing?
Yeah.
Oh, recordable.
Yeah.
Listen, fuckers, you can have all the accidents you want. But I'm telling you right now, you record any of them. We do not in this company.
Oh no.
Oh no, no,
oh, no.
We do not record our accidents here. We strive for zero recordable accidents. I'm like, oh, got it.
There was just something funny about when you're at a John and you see the word accident.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Or injury, whatever they. That's so funny. It's sort of when I was watching, that was good, Mom, accidents.
Thank you.
I remember watching, and I think about this, I don't know, several times a month I think about this, when Trump was Trump back in the day where he had You're Fired or whatever you call it.
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And there was one where you had to come up with a campaign for his new perfume or cologne for men.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think. Rodney Dangerfield. No.
No, honey.
Dennis Rodman was on one team.
Uh-huh.
And the other team. But Dennis Rodman's team, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong on the names.
No, I think you are right.
He for whatever reason, his team misspelled the name of the cologne.
Yes.
Or misspelled something important.
Yeah.
And but the other team won, and I couldn't figure out why they won, because in it they use the word instincts.
Right.
But if you said it fast enough, yeah, it sounds like it stinks.
Yeah.
I go, it stinks.
Right.
Instincts.
Right. I told you that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I go, do you want to have a cologne that says it stinks?
Yeah.
No, that's like the worst NLP hypnosis. But they won because
the other guy spelled it wrong.
They spelled it wrong. And I'm thinking, you know,
so you know what? People are not perfect.
People are far from perfect. People are far from perfect. Yeah. So that's one thing I thought of. But just this idea that you have, like, you'll hear stories where they go, oh, wow, you guys really, you know, went down on this thing, and you're like, yeah, because we changed the criteria how we're judging it, you know, like you know, if you want you're let's say you're in a school and you want to see how the kids are doing,
right,
how their grades
are doing.
and let's say before 92 was an A,
yeah,
and like, oh, 10% of your kids got an A, great, but the next semester, you know, 20% of your kids got an A, yeah, great, what are you doing differently? I lower the A to a 90%. Like, oh, well, all right, that'll work. And now more are getting A's. And I'm like, okay, no, that's fine. You know,
yeah,
change. Hey, change your criteria. Experiencing success,
yeah,
change your criteria this, yeah, year. Go for progression. Go for a little bit of growth. That, I think, is the one thing, if we're going to do a year in review, mm-hmm, which we kind of have been a little bit, mm-hmm, the way we do it, which is just all over the map with our sperm whales spermiciding all over the place.
That could be the reason.
Yeah. Okay. Is this idea that be only in competition with yourself, mm-hmm, because,
yeah,
there was always somebody better than you out in the world.
Yeah.
We know way too much, right, about people now.
And really what you're saying is one of the things that we did in January of 2018 is we decided that we were going to read Jordan B. Peterson,
yes,
the 12 rules of life, something like that.
Something like that.
But we read it probably 3 or 4 times during, yeah, the year.
Now,
and that is stuck with us.
Yes.
I mean, there are great points in there, and one of those is what Julie is saying, is that please don't be in competition with anybody but yourself.
Yes. And Tony Robbins talks about this too, about, hey, a 1% increase, you know, monthly,
mm-hmm,
you might think it's 12% over the course of a year. It really isn't.
Mm-mm.
It's literally compounding.
Right.
And so I think to myself, well, would it be a 10% increase next year from this higher level?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think about Jordan B. Peterson, right? And I think about how he has such a disconjoint. What's the right word?
What do you for well, about the language?
No, just that his reputation is so.
Oh, I know.
Weird.
Yeah,
because I heard him on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, we've studied him. We've seen hours and hours of video, yeah, and podcasts.
And I read his book, and then, yeah, all of a sudden I heard that he was like the worst person for women's rights.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, who are you talking about?
And then we heard, like, well, how would you know that?
And
well,
then Savage criticized him.
He goes, I refuse to read him even.
Yeah, I don't read him. I'm not a lobster. I don't read him. But I just don't like him. I'm like, all right, Dan Savage, you went down my book.
Me too.
Anyone who writes that kind of scathing.
Yeah.
You know,
without even
comment,
having reading anything.
Yeah, then I go, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I've spent time with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and with, yeah, his content.
Yeah.
He's pretty profound.
I feel we know him intimately.
Yeah. Listen, he's not perfect. He's,
no,
that he would agree with that.
Yeah.
He has his own demons.
Yes.
None of it.
Don't
is,
we all?
Yeah. None of it is he hates women.
No.
You know?
No.
That is not it at all.
Right.
You know? And so.
I'll tell you who was not a woman hater was Elmer B. Pincus.
Oh, Elmer B. Pincus. I love him. He's a good guy.
Does everybody know who Elmer B. Pincus is? Or does anybody know who Jay-Z Penny is?
Yeah, well, okay.
He has two stories right there.
Yes.
You tell which one
well,
you want to tell.
Well, the third one is that that name I cannot pronounce. He's a very, it's like 12-syllable name.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in, okay, so first of all.
Ashta Ishti Akamadi.
Yeah, that's it. Not, yeah, exactly, but close,
yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
He's a tampon king in India.
Yeah.
And he figured out a way, because he got so frustrated with the fact that his wife, you know, literally had to use old towels.
No, dirty rags.
Yeah, dirty rags.
Sorry, Julie. Yeah. Sorry, Jules.
Yeah, not even old towels. Dirty rags. Now, and so they talk about this story about how it was his goal.
Yeah. And this was in 1980.
Yeah. And then in 2014, he was named one of the top 100 influential people.
Yeah, because he saved Indian women from the dirty rags.
Yes. And his company is run by women who make these tampons, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, we've had tampons almost my whole life. Yeah. Couldn't he have taken the idea? Sure, couldn't Tampax come on and go, and there's a billion people over there.
Yeah.
Half of them are women.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go over there and sell my Tampax, my tampons over there. But no, for whatever reason.
If I had known that they did not, I would have gone over there personally.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're not connected. Push back in, please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
Does anybody hear me when I was disconnected?
I don't know. I keep looking once in a while, so hopefully you weren't disconnected too long.
I was disconnected, people, and you missed a huge amount of funny jokes. I was so funny.
So profound.
Yeah. And profound. Yeah.
So let's go with the Pickens girl guy, right?
Pincus. Yeah.
So who he is, he was at this one party, and he was sharing.
Just talking.
Talking to this woman, this professor.
Had a glass of wine. Yeah.
Saying, hey, you know, I'm doing a lot of interesting research on hormones, and I think I can.
But I need some money.
I need some funding, and I think I can come up with a pill that would make women not ovulate.
So for lack of a better word.
Yeah, so they could have their own birth control and control it, you know, and so forth. Because you know damn well guys don't like to wear condoms.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the easiest thing in the world for a guy to wear a condom, but for heaven's sakes, you know, that just doesn't happen very well. And you know why? Because mostly people have sex when they're drunk, and guys just don't think about condoms when they're drunk. Yeah. They don't talk about that. You want to stop people from having sex and having babies?
Take away alcohol.
Take away fucking alcohol. Yeah. Okay. Then what happens is you go like this. Oh, yeah, I'll have sex with you. Then like, oh wait a minute, I didn't shave my legs today.
Yeah.
I don't know. You look cute.
If you got beer goggles on, everything looks good.
Everything looks really good.
Yeah,
you know. And so she goes, I'm going to fund this guy. I don't know how she did it, mm-hmm. but she gave him like $1 million.
Yeah, it wasn't a GoFundMe, but yes,
no, she did it.
She did it.
And got the pill made and women started taking it. And they said at that moment, you can directly see it
you
was
like chart.
A straight up tree height on a curve, like on a graph that women started going to like graduate school.
Right.
And college. Yeah. It was like, oh, boom.
Women started going to get at their education, going even further, master's degree.
Yeah.
And as soon as they could control.
Yes.
Their baby making.
Yes.
For lack of a better word.
Right.
Did I sound like Oprah when I just said that?
Not really.
Baby making.
Sure. I was more thinking.
People.
I was thinking more of, let's get it on. Who's that?
Oh, yeah. Barry White.
Baby making. A little bit of baby making stuff going down here.
But I found that fascinating.
Yes.
And so, see, Jordan would say, you know, people would say, like, Jordan is like, he's for men who are for women.
Yes, he's for everybody. Here's what I do know, okay, about Jordan, about me, about everything. There are some crappy men out there, but they're not crappy 24/7.
Right.
You know? And there are crappy women out there. Well, then, they're not crappy 24/7 either.
Yeah. But you know that Eshkimash, Alicia, you know.
Tampon King of India?
Yes.
Yes.
M. Night Shyamalama, Ding and Dong? Yes. He, one of the reasons, though, I mean, his wife even left him because he was so obsessed.
Yes.
Because he did not like his wife bleeding.
On dirty towels. Like, this can't be right. On dirty towels.
I mean, he just didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, and then I I'm not trying to diss his name. I literally had the book near me and I could read his name, but I tried reading it earlier and I couldn't get it either. Yeah. So I don't even want.
Should I ask Alexa?
No, don't ask Alexa.
Alexa? Who is the tampon king of India?
Let's just see.
This might answer your question. India's head of state is Ram Nath Kovind since July 25th, 2017.
Nah. Sorry.
Thank you.
You did not answer my question.
But then also in this one chapter, because this chapter we're reading is about, how culture is oppressive as well as progressive. I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. I mean, we all know. I mean, this is when the older you get, you realize that we are yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
And at any given time, we want to progress forward, but we also want to take the stuff that's working and keep them.
Tradition.
It keeps us grounded.
Yeah.
and so forth. So, and he was also talking about how there was a doctor, a male doctor, coming through, I don't know, turn of the century or whenever, and they were using
chloroform
to help with
childbirth. Yeah.
And well, first spread like wildfire. First, he was using ethyl.
I can't think of that. Yeah, like ethyl something or other.
I think, and then he went chloroform. It was a little safer.
Yeah.
To help with childbirth because he just couldn't handle the fact that his wife, who must have had 20 million kids,
and she was bitching.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I better come up with.
Yeah. And then the first people who said this was a bad thing were the Bible people. Because they said, in the Bible it says,
women must give birth in pain.
Yeah, that's because they sinned.
Yeah.
And that's their cross to bear.
Yeah.
But you know what? We prevailed. Because he said, hey, God also, listen, God said no more floods on earth.
Yeah.
Through the whole earth. God didn't say anything about tsunamis. Sorry about that. But anyway.
You're going to walk back from that one. Yeah, you got to take your fishing pole and walk it back, girl.
Yeah. And then I see jokes everywhere because I believe the soul is eternal. So, like shit happens all the time, man. Sorry. And shit, and then lots of times stuff doesn't happen, And anyway, we're going back to the point of, the Christians at that time said, no, we're supposed to have women, most of the men said this, are supposed to be in pain when getting childbirth. Well, luckily the women prevailed and they said, no, God created this guy who came up with this plan. So God must say, hey, no longer pain.
Mm-hmm.
And now women can have epidurals and all this good stuff.
But the rest of the story was that the first woman that gave birth to a baby that used the chloroform, they named her anesthesia.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the rest of the story.
Well, isn't that funny? Because a C-section, cesarean, was Cleopatra's kid.
And she was with Mark Anthony. Named him Caesar.
Yeah, because she had a C. They had to cut her
cesarean
out.
Cesarean section.
And it was, and he named him cesarean, then C-section. This is ridiculous. Tradition! Tradition!
And you know what? Your little brother, herpes.
I had these sores all over his mouth. What came
first? Excuse me, Gregory.
No. What came first? The pitcher day or the cold sore? Because I don't know about my brother, but literally every grade school
pitcher
had a cold sore. And I'm not talking a little cold sore.
No.
It's like we knew pitcher day was coming because Greg has a cold sore.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we get the little letter in the mail saying, hey, you over there, you're going to have a cold sore. You're going to have pitcher day. Yada, yada, yada. So one of the things, we're about 5 minutes away from being over.
Oh, okay. Oh, which one are you going to talk about? Because I was going to talk about JCPenney, but...
Oh, sure. Let's, because you were thinking about buying stock today.
Well, I had heard. I woke up 2 days ago.
One of the good things about Alexa.
Yes. No, but this was on CNN, and they were just doing the news, and they just happened to mention that the JCPenney stock was under a dollar now, the lowest it's been in, I don't know, forever.
Since it started.
And then I kind of got it in my head. Hey, I missed out on that Google wave, and I missed out on that Facebook. Amazon wave.
Yeah, Amazon, Facebook
and,
wave.
And missed out on that Facebook wave, but damn it, I may not miss out on this JCPenney wave. So me and Julie, we were forming this plan.
Yeah, you were.
And I was forming this plan about how we're going to get this JCPenney stock, and I was going to, use it to, actually get rid of our student loans.
Yes.
That was my big idea. And then I had this bright idea to ask Alexa what she knew about JCPenney stock. And she said,
it's the lowest it's ever been since it's open.
In 1920.
Yep, it's 98 cents right now, or 96 cents. They haven't had a profit since 2010.
Yeah.
And they're $4 billion in debt.
Yeah.
And we're like,
And they think they're on their last leg or something like that.
Yeah, they don't know how to turn it around.
Yeah.
I'm like, And see, the thing is, we love JCPenney.
Yeah, we do.
They were until they closed down. It was really the only store we went to.
Yeah. We love JCPenney. I even got... Their last day was like the December 31st, and they had this big, huge wreath as you entered their store. It was big balls of ornaments on both sides, and it was huge.
Beautiful.
And we went into the store and we said, how much for that wreath? They went, oh, I don't know, $25.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, okay. Oh, okay. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Got it.
That got it.
I have a piece of history.
Yes, you do.
In our house every Christmas. Yeah.
So we're getting close to the end of our show.
Sure.
And one of the
end of the year.
Yeah. And one of the things that you see it for next year, we're working, we'll tell more about our plans for next year, everyone.
Yeah.
But one of the things you brought up this year,
we
looked at our review. First of all, you realized that all the things you wanted for other people on your to-do list got done.
I got it, yeah.
You know, Norm, knee better, done.
Norm's knee surgery,
better, done.
Without a Mexican trip to...
Yeah, we didn't have to go to south of the border. Yeah, didn't have to take our dental tourism. Which is different than dental dams.
Yes.
Which you can see when you go dental tourism. Touring. So anyway, ba-dum-bum. Now, somebody I know who listens to our show says they hate that when I do that.
They said, can't you just let the joke go?
Yeah, we know it's a joke. We know you're trying. You don't have to go ba-dum-bum. I'm going to stop. That's going to be my New Year's resolution. I'm going to stop with that. But we've been seating for the new year already. Like, I've done 3 days of intermittent fasting. It's been wonderful. It's been awesome. Also, though, about 2 days ago, you had a long discussion with one of your dearest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of tripping
mm-hmm.
without the drugs.
Right.
And
without the plants.
Without the
plants. Or the mushrooms.
Right. And you wanted to explore that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of committing to taking our meditative state into a deeper, funner way.
Yes.
Into an out-of-body state.
Right.
And which we'd sometimes do anyway with future visioning. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, with meditation, you know, I remember talking to one of my friends, and I'm like, you should take my class. You know, it's totally free to you. I mean, it's part of my master's program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
your best friend.
My best friend. She's like,
I'm not going to do that EBGB.
Yeah. I'm like, you can't close your eyes and think just calmly about something. Yeah. It'll help with your stress.
It's like Ouija board stuff, Jilly.
I'd rather be filled with anxiety and take my pills than to try anything different. I'm like, done.
Yeah.
Done. Lifelong friend, girlfriend, no problem.
Yeah.
I go, because I love you no matter what.
Yeah.
And while you be doing that, I'll be out of my body, traveling all across the world and into different dimensions and having a good old time. So
we are committing to that.
We're committing to that. And I'm committing to sharing this experience with you guys, because I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Out of
you are. We never discussed that, but okay, you're committing to 100% sharing committed. our travels then.
Yes.
All right.
It'll be fun, because who we are, we see jokes, people.
Yeah.
We see fun, people.
Yeah.
Let's have fun together.
Yeah.
Let's have fun together. Best experience of this year, I think, was making the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
I got them done in a shorter amount of time.
The editing process was fun.
I'm getting better. I'm going to get better equipment, so I'm not just doing everything on an iPad.
I think we laughed. I think we had many, many, many laughs where we peed ourselves this year. But probably the biggest laughs came from making the movies.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I do. And I think also a win for me this year is that I got reconnected with some family members that I hadn't talked to in a long time. Like, I went into my aunt's 95th birthday.
Right.
And it was like, she was a pivotal part of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to her house every Easter, take the trip. Mm-hmm. And my other aunt called me up one day and just said, hey, you going to see your aunt's 95th birthday? I'm going, well, I haven't decided yet. She goes, mm-hmm. oh, but if you go, can you drive me? And I'm like, Aunt Irma? Done. Whatever you ask of me, I will say yes to. Because
all
you never ask me for anything, and whatever you say, I will say
yes. Also, too, you spent a lot of your childhood her taking you places.
Hell yeah, and that's the least I can do.
Yeah.
And so I took her to see her sister twice. I don't know if it was in the same year.
Yes, I think so.
Or close enough.
Close enough.
And that was so much fun.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
So it was wonderful to get reconnected.
Yeah.
And my cousin is in my Christmas movie, which
is
kind of fun.
Cousin Jamie, go see her.
Yeah. And what about you, girlfriend?
Well, I just wanted to say I love you.
Oh, you love me?
Yeah,
I love you
too. And it's been awesome being with you this whole year.
And so,
and you are my rock that is not covered with sperm.
Awesome. And has it been a great show? Is it great?
It's been a great year.
It's been a great year.
It's been great.
It's been great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.